The lion and the lamb. thing about him is he is our shield. He's our protector. He's our strength. He's our healer. Most of all, he is our Savior. The most important part of all. And that's what this next song talks about. He has made me glad because he is all those things to me. I will bless the Lord forever. Let's sing together.
Our deliverer. He is with us all times. And guess what else? He gives us opportunity to partner together with him, to share his name, to be his hands and feet, to be his tears, his effort to reach others in love. Tonight, as we come to offering time, we not only welcome all of the churches that are represented here, well, we want to introduce you to someone you'll hear from at the end of the service. You've already seen the person get up and walk around a little bit, and that's quite all right. Reverend John Scott is the president of our ministerial association. Brother John, would you stand? We're delighted to have you, and we appreciate your leadership. Would you welcome him? In our meeting the last time that we met at the association, we determined that the offerings that were received this week would be go for two different ministries in our area. One is called the 180 Place, which is for women in need. The other is the House of Hope that ministers to men in need. If you're writing a check, make it out to Somerville Ministerial Association, and they do accept cash. So if you want to do that as well, you're welcome to do that. The ushers are going to come and wait on us and give us an opportunity to worship the Lord by giving back to Him offerings of praise and offerings that we pray will be multiplied many times over to meet needs. Precious Lord, tonight, thank you for your love that reached us. And we pray, Father, that tonight you'll help us to reach someone else. We don't know the needs that dollars and cents and checks will be able to multiply and reach. But it could be that there's a family or a person that's hurting in their soul. That somehow what we had let go of our hand tonight and given to you speaks to them of your love for them. Thank you for that chance to partner with you. And I pray that you'll take this offering and bless it many times over. In your glorious name we pray, and everyone said, amen.
Jesus, get born to you, be born of us.
know about you, but I love it. I love it. We are so delighted tonight to have with us Church House Ministries from Ladston and their good pastor, Jeanette Jordan. We look forward to hearing from her as what the Lord has laid upon her heart. We look forward to the ministry now of Voices of Ministry Choir. Our passage of Scripture, which has been the theme for this week, is found in 1 Peter chapter 2. I want to read verses 9 and 10 before the choir ministers to us and we hear from Pastor Jordan. But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you're a people of God. Once you were not ones who received mercy, but now you have received mercy. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word.
To lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Our God is great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, church. I don't know about you tonight, but I can feel God moving in my spirit, and I thank God for his awesomeness. My God, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. Come on, everybody, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keeps us in the valley. Oh, he'll hide us from the rain. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God, he's awesome. So awesome. Awesome. My God. Whoa. So awesome. Yes, he is awesome. Come on, my God. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. Oh, Lord, his grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Whoa. Awesome. He's awesome. So awesome. Awesome. Say, my God. So awesome. Yes, he is. valley. Oh, he'll hide us from the rain. Come on, church, say, my God is awesome. He heals us when we're broken. He gives us strength when we've been weakened. Oh, somebody ought to praise his holy name.
I'm indeed grateful and humbled by the fact that the Reverend John Scott has asked me to be the speaker on this evening. Thank you, Ministerial Alliance Somerville, to Pastor Blankenship and his wife. Thank you for your warm and kind greetings and welcome to us here on this evening. And to all of you, the Lord's people, I greet you in the joy of Jesus. Our scripture reading tonight will come from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. I will be reading from the New International Version. That is Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 28. And it reads, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, we have come now to worship you, Lord, and to give you thanks for your presence that we feel in this place. And we ask now, Heavenly Father, that you will speak to our hearts a word of life, a word of salvation, a word of healing, a word of deliverance. And we will be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. For we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen. 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 So tonight I would like to talk from our theme for this week, called to proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord. We all have been called to proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord. And so as I pondered and I prayed and I thought about the mighty acts of the Lord and what that is in my own life and in the lives of his people, I thought about the fact that God has been doing some awesome things in our hearts and in our minds. And indeed, we are called to proclaim, to tell people. The word proclaim means to announce publicly, to make an emphatic statement, amen, to declare the mighty acts of God. Now, I remember in the black church growing up, we used to have Reverend Scott, what we call testify meeting. Some of y'all might remember what I'm talking about. And we would open the floor and everybody would get a chance to testify or proclaim or declare what God had been doing in their lives. And probably the reason we started at 10 and got out at 3 because everybody had a lot of proclamations. And they would tell from the beginning of the end. The Lord woke me up this morning, started me on my way. He blessed me and my family. I mean, they just went down the line and you had about 10 or 12 people doing that or more, and they didn't stop anybody. I'm certainly not suggesting that we go back to being in service 5 and 6 hours on Sunday. But I will say tonight that God is indeed calling us to proclaim, to tell of his goodness. We sing a song that if the Lord has done anything for you, you ought to run and tell that. And tell that. So I thought about what should the message be? What should we proclaim? I believe that our theme scripture in 1 Peter 2:9-10 says it clearly. I'd like to read it to you into your hearing once again from the Message Bible. It says, you are the ones chosen by God, chosen to a high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and to speak out for him and to tell others of the night and day difference that he's made in your life, to say that he brought you from nothing to something, to say that you were rejected, but now you have been accepted. Reverend Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, says that God has given each of us a message to share. And when you become a believer, you also became God's messenger. God wants us to speak. He wants to speak to the world through you. He wants to speak to your neighbor, to your coworkers, to the strangers, to everyone that you meet. So I thought, what is the message? So I thought I would share just a few points with you. I believe that we must proclaim the transformation of our own heart, mind, and soul through the power of the Holy Spirit. I said this morning that, you know, God is in the business, I believe, of doing a revolution in our life. You know, as we begin the new year, we have all these resolutions that we keep for a few days or a few weeks, and we soon forget about them. I said, sometimes our greatest resolution is this year I'm going to lose weight. And that was our resolution last year, and then if we got on the scale this year, we didn't succeed. Or perhaps it's something else that you said, I'm going to do this. The reality is that we cannot do it in our own power, that we indeed need the power of the Holy Spirit working and moving in our lives. So if we proclaim, if we tell the world, if we tell our neighbors, if we tell everyone that we meet about the transformation that has taken place in our own hearts, if we say how that I was lost in sin and God reached way down and he picked me up, we can tell them that he brought me out of a horrible pit, as David said. We can say that one time we were not a people, but tonight we are. And you know, Reverend Scott, as I was driving here tonight, I thought about the fact that us being together is a miracle within itself. That this is a mighty act of God, Reverend Blankenship. That we're in this building together, united, praising God and singing God's praises. I remember as a little girl, I was born in the 50s. So as a little girl growing up in Walterboro, South Carolina, I was always inquisitive. So there was a white church not far from where I lived, so I decided one day I would go in and see if I was welcome. And so I got to the door and they met me and I said, can I come in here? And they said, no, there's a church down the street. But I felt good tonight that when we walked in this building, that there were several people. Hey! God is working in our hearts a transformation. He is in the process. And the Lord has done this because we could not do it ourselves. So as we walked in this building tonight, there were smiles and greeters. And when I talked to the pastor on the phone about a week ago, he said, "Pastor Jordan, just come and let the Lord have his way." I'm humbled by that. I'm grateful that God is indeed transforming our hearts. And I think we have to be honest, every one of us, and to say that God, that we needed God to do something for us. We must understand that sometimes prejudice does not only exist among races. It exists within races and cultures as well. And we have to allow God, through his power and through his spirit, to change our minds and to change our hearts and to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. The second thing that I think we must proclaim that God loves us unconditionally and that we're all God's children. And I love the song that says we are our Heavenly Father's children and he loves us one and all. And the Bible says that, and what I love about Jesus is that he crossed all barriers. As we read his word, he went to the sinners, he went to the Jews, he went to the Gentiles, he went to the publicans, those who were sick, lame. He had no respect of person. I'm reminded of the story about Zacchaeus. The Bible tells us that he was a chief tax collector. He wasn't liked by the people because when he would collect the taxes, you know how it is, he collected some for him too, he was very wealthy. Said he was short in stature, but he heard that Jesus was going to be coming through Jericho. And he decided that I want to see Jesus. And so he ran and he climbed up into a tree. And the Bible says as Jesus got to the spot where he was, that he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down, for today I'm going to your house." And many of the people who were there were amazed. Why would you go to a sinner's house? Why would you go to somebody's house that nobody likes? You know he's crooked. Everybody know he's crooked. I'm happy tonight for Jesus and his unconditional love. The fact that he meets us all where we are. And he can take our hearts and cleanse it and wash it. The songwriter says, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus." We must proclaim that indeed God does not have respect of person. We're all his children. There is no segregation with God. We're all welcome. And I'm so glad about that. We must proclaim that as Christians, that we have to allow the Holy Spirit to continue to work in us, to bring about the true unity in our hearts and in our minds that Jesus prayed for. Jesus prayed to his Father, "Lord, make them one, even as you and I are one." Tonight I see that coming to pass. I see it in a reality that God is indeed working on our hearts. And he's making us more and more sensitive to one another. And I'm so grateful for that. We must proclaim that as Christians, that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not just die for one, but he died for all. He is indeed the Savior of the whole world. And that all is welcome. I'm reminded of Jesus when he went into the synagogue in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 14, verses 18 through 19. And he proclaimed then who he came for. He declared that I came to seek and to save the lost. But he says here as he picked up the scroll, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and the recovery of sight to the blind, and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." When I think about my own life, I realize, and you and I can agree, that many of us, we were bound, we were prisoners enslaved to sin and Satan. But tonight we're alive in Jesus Christ. He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. There were times that we were blinded to the truth. We were going by what we were told. But now we have the word of God that has brought light to our hearts. And it tells us that Jesus loves each and every one of us. For God so loved the world. Not in the world, you can put your name there. You, me, you, him. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. That if we would only believe in him, that we would not perish. But that we would have an everlasting life. And I'm so grateful that the Bible says while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. He didn't wait till we try to, you know, get our white dress, like I say, guys all dressed up in your suit. Oh, he knew where we were, and he came to our rescue. And I'm so grateful for that. So in closing, we sing the song all the time that I want to be like Jesus. Oh, how I long to be like him. I believe we do. I believe that's why we're here. I believe that's why week after week we go to our places of worship and we sit and we learn and we pray and we ask God each and every day of our lives to make us better because we want to be like Jesus. And if we're to be like Jesus, then again we have to continue to reach out to everyone. You know, the world is dark. We are indeed living in perilous times. And as I said this morning, Jesus has given us a light as Christians. And we must let that light shine because there's people still in darkness who are trying to find their way home, who are trying to find their way to Christ. And so I say to us tonight, we are called to proclaim. To proclaim the mighty acts of God. And the greatest act that Jesus Christ did in my life was the salvation of my soul, changing my heart and my mind. And I believe it's the same for you. And if the Lord has done anything for you, you got to tell it. That's what proclaim means. We have to tell it to our neighbors, to our coworkers. It doesn't matter if they don't look like you or act like you, or if their culture is different. Everybody got a soul that needs to be saved. And so we must tell the goodness of Jesus. We must proclaim that we're all our Heavenly Father's children. And that he loves us, one and all. And that he came to die for our sins. And he came to make us better. And I'm so grateful tonight that the miracle, the mighty act of God, is at work. It's evident in our presence here tonight. God bless you.
The psalmist tells us that from the rising of the sun to the setting thereof, the name of the Lord must be glorified. Yeah. All of us this morning started glorifying God from our own churches. And here tonight, we've had the opportunity to gather together from many different churches in this community and to glorify God. And he has indeed been glorified in this house of worship tonight. I want to thank Reverend Mike and his wonderful congregation for their warm hospitality and for welcoming us here and making us feel at home in God's house. I want to thank Reverend Janet Jordan and the wonderful voices of ministry for lifting us to the throne of God this night. We have indeed all been blessed. Let's not leave that blessing here. As Janet has said to us, let us go out from this place and tell God. Tell God's people what we have experienced and how it has enriched our soul and how we feel closer to the man Jesus, whom we want to be more like. This has been a wonderful week in which we've had the opportunity to visit 6 different churches in our community, different denominations, and come together as one. Despite any of our accidental differences, we were all God's people who gathered to pray. And that has blessed this community. This is the 34th year that Somerville has observed the week of prayer for church unity. But it does not only exist here. The week of prayer for church unity is an international movement. All throughout the world this week, congregations in different places in the world have been gathering to praise God. We have been a part of that. We are truly an ecumenical and universal group of people who have been blessed by God uniquely this week. I want to call to the microphone a visitor that we have among us. She is a priest of the Church of England. And she belongs to a team of ministers in England that serve 11 different congregations to bring God's word to them. And she's come here tonight to be with us and to bless us in God's universal name. The Reverend Judy Polkenham. Please welcome her.
Well, I want to say, first of all, that it's an awesome end to the Week for Christian Unity. And thank you for your message. It was great. Something that I will keep. And I also want you to know that awful disaster here in Somerville, it wasn't just America that grieved for you. I can assure you that the UK grieved for you. And my churches certainly were all praying for you and lifting you up. And it is great, as you were saying earlier, Jeanette, it's great that you stand here tonight united. And I think that's awesome. So I would like to bless you. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for what you are to us. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, that his grace and his love will be with you, and that you will feel his deep, deep peace now and forever as you leave this place. Amen.
Thank you, Judy. We're going to gather in the church's fellowship hall now, out this door here and across the vestibule, and we're going to have an opportunity to share, break bread together, and to get to know each other a little bit more. So when you get in there, don't sit with your friends. Look for somebody you don't know and sit with them and let's share them. So let us ask God to bless the food. Lord, we thank you for the blessing we have already received. We thank you that you are calling us to dine at your table, and the meal that we share tonight is but an opportunity to anticipate the great heavenly banquet that we will all share one day, Lord, in your kingdom. Bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies, Lord, us to your service, and inspire us to go out and to proclaim the marvelous works of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and let the church say, amen. Thank you, Brother Mike.